in that way, so that you basically cannot be typing in letters or text.
Surreville proposed a similar bill in 2016, but it failed. Maryland and D.C. have both had laws banning cell phone use while driving. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has announced new initiatives aimed at boosting job creation. Hogan says he's trying to build on legislation approved earlier this year, providing incentives for manufacturing companies to create jobs in areas with higher unemployment by providing a tax credit for each new job created. Hogan says in less than 6 months, nearly 70 manufacturers have already filed letters of intent to participate. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 24,585, the NASDAQ at 68,76. Sports' John Wall returns after a 9-game absence to help the Wizards beat Memphis. The Caps are idle. They're in Boston tonight to take on the Bruins. WMAL News Time 604. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is fun stuff.
Chris Plant.
That always provides some entertainment.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
Entertaining for a variety of reasons.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
At the Big Screen Store this holiday season, it's game on. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV, 2-for-1, just $19.99.
Now that's a great price.
Whoa, a 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free.
Now that's big.
Plus, get comfortable this holiday with a huge assortment of theater seating and the latest in motion furniture power headrests.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
So get your game on this holiday at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Big problems continue onto Maryland's Interstate 95. Update now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now, crews still working with the crash. Had several cars involved, two of them overturned. Quite intense here. Southbound 95 prior to the Beltway, right near the exit for Cherry Hill Road. So what you need to know, if you're coming south out of Laurel, jammed up ahead to get by the crash, over to the far left side. They're trying to get two lanes to get by this crash, and a lot going on there, obviously. So coming southbound, say south near 198, Laurel area, 29 was still working well for you. Route 1 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Just a couple options. But again, 95 Maryland jam to get down to the crash past 212 right near the Beltway exit. Now, the other main problem, too, 395. Northbound, you're okay. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. It's southbound 395 with the overturned box truck right as you come off of the 14th Street Bridge, and only two lanes are squeezing by this. My concern is this overturned box truck. It's going to take a while to get that out of there. This could affect the trip coming. It will affect the trip coming off of the freeway, heading westbound off of the 11th Street Bridge and 295. So I'll keep you posted and get ready for that as well. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and your feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Below average temperatures continuing. We're up a few degrees from yesterday, 43, with a gusty wind around and partly to mostly cloudy. Snow flurries and possible, especially west and north. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Herndon, 34 in Gaithersburg, 37 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Survivors and victims' families are still searching for answers 2 months after the Las Vegas shootings. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, 6:07 here on Mornings on the Mall. Coming up, we got Representative Jim Jordan at 7:05 this morning. You're going to want to talk to him. He wants a second special counsel and thinks the first one is completely collapsed. 7:15, FCC Commissioner Mike O'Reilly is joining us. An important day for the FCC as they overturn the Obama administration FCC's net neutrality rules. He'll tell us why he's doing that. 7:35, Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch will join us in studio. Also, 8:05, Steve Moore, a Heritage Foundation economist, guy's working on taxes for a while, could be seeing a tax reform bill actually hit the president's desk in just about a week now. And then an Andrew McCarthy visit, 8:35 this morning. That's all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnaise. In for the vacationing Mary Walter today, Sebastian Gorka. Good morning, sir.
Greetings.
Gonna have to have you record a bunch of teases for the show or something while you're here. Also, Merry Christmas from the Real Housewives of WMAL. They extended that message this morning. Yes.
And to them, Merry Christmas.
Send us a message for you. I want to talk about what happened yesterday on our TV screens, on our radios, as we got a chance to hear Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein testify before the House Judiciary Committee. It came at an important time as the Inspector General of the Justice Department has been looking into the investigation of Hillary Clinton and a whole bunch of other things, and whether there were misdeeds there. Peter Stroke, who was an FBI agent who was on the Hillary investigation and involved in so many of these investigations, and also the Trump Russia investigation, and on Robert Mueller's team, he's been found out to have been a completely anti-Trump practical activist, pro-Hillary, and these thousands of text messages that he was exchanging with his paramour have now become public. So many of them being bounced off of Rod Rosenstein yesterday, who was called to task to answer how this investigation into Donald Trump could have somebody who's so compromised on it. For instance, the Lisa Page, the mistress here, the other FBI agent, said she's, quote, "I just saw my first Bernie Sanders bumper sticker," she texted. "Maybe want to key the car," she wrote in August of 2015. Stroke replies, "He's an idiot like Trump. Figure they cancel each other out." And more and more and more. Things like Page calling Trump an idiot. Page calling him a loathsome human. "Oh, my God, he's an idiot." Stroke replying, "He's awful," meaning Donald Trump. Stroke wrote in March 2013, "God, Hillary should win 100 million to zero." And again, there's so many examples here. Very clear where both of these people stand, but important because in Strzok's case, he was involved in the investigation into Hillary Clinton. He was in the room for the conversation with Hillary Clinton.
He ran the Servergate investigation.
I mean, this guy was essential.
Right. So what we have yesterday is we have the unveiling of why this team, Vince, is utterly, utterly morally bankrupt. You can have a political opinion as a government servant. I spent 6 years in the DOD when a person called Obama was the president. But when you're investigating, Hillary Clinton, who's the candidate for president, and you are so in the tank for her, and we find out afterwards that in that investigation, she was allowed to have in the room as her legal representative another individual being investigated in that same case,
right,
and that the FBI decided to destroy the laptops that were being investigated. Peter Strzok, what came out yesterday, as far as I'm concerned, direct array of the FBI this morning at 8 a.m. needs to go to Peter Strzok, take his badge, take his gun, and fire him from the FBI. What have they done instead? Do you know where this guy is now, Vince? He's in the HR department of the FBI. What is he doing there? Is he cleansing files? Is he deleting the political identities of other FBI agents? We have 10 people who funded Democrat candidates on Mueller's team. Not one person who made a donation to President Trump. That means justice is no longer blind.
All right, I want to go, and we're going to share with you in a moment how Trey Gowdy took this on. But first, I want to go to Cut 6. This is Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein yesterday defending Bob Mueller and the idea, as you were just saying, that there's bias on the team. He addresses this issue of political bias.
I think it's important to recognize that when we talk about political affiliation, that all demonstrates political affiliation. The issue of bias is something different. I've discussed this with Director Mueller, and he and I collectively have a lot of experience managing offices in the Department of Justice. We recognize we have employees with political opinions, and it's our responsibility to make sure those opinions do not influence their actions. Pardon me. And so I believe that Director Mueller understands that, and that he is running that office appropriately, recognizing that people have political views, but ensuring that those views are not in any way a factor in how they conduct themselves.
So what do you make of that, Sebastian Gorka, as you hear him say that, look, people can have their political views, but we need to make sure that the way they conduct an investigation is fair?
Mueller, former director Mueller, has an amazing reputation, like the great Mike McKay. He's a Vietnam veteran, so we respect that. But maybe he's just tone deaf. Look at the text messages. These text messages look as if they're coming from people writing for the Huffington Post or BuzzFeed.
Here's what I want to know, though. The argument there, the counter argument there, is that as soon as Mueller finds out about the text messages, he fires him in July of this in July to take him off the case. All right, get him out of the special counsel's office. So somehow they missed it in hiring him, but they got rid of him once they found out about the text messages, thanks to the IG. But that's supposedly based on the appearance of impropriety, of bias. What are we to make of all of these Democratic donations? If there's an appearance of bias when you're sending text messages about how you feel about the president, about now the current president of the United States, what does it say in terms of the appearance of bias when you are donating to his opponent exclusively in the lead-up to the election? What does that say when you have so many members of the team who are Democratic donors? Doesn't the appearance of bias there also reek?
Two things. Let's be factual here. Before I came to the White House, I had a company, and my wife and I, we did training for FBI agents and analysts. And I can assure you right now, I could identify for you 300 FBI agents with sterling records who've never made one political donation to anybody. How could you not build the team of people with spotless records? It's absolutely possible to do. Secondly, forget about the fact that he was identified and then moved to the HR department, which in itself is disturbing. But he ran the Hillary Servergate investigation. At least that means we need to reopen that right now.
By the way, the reason we know about these text messages, he was sending them on government devices. So that means that this could have been found out about a lot sooner.
Yes.
These are government devices they were using to do it. There's a lot more on this, and I want to share with you in just a moment what Trey Gowdy had to say, as well as Congressman Jim Jordan. So much from this, especially Trey Gowdy's remarks. And, of course, Jim Jordan is joining us this morning at 7:05. So stay tuned for all of that. First, let's get you to work. 6:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
For the past hour, crews dealing with a multi-car crash. Maryland, you're in the hot seat. Interstate 95 commuters coming southbound prior to the Beltway, right near the exit for Cherry Hill Road. Two lanes to the left, getting by. A lot of activity there. Several cars involved, two of them on their side there. So, something was going on here early in the morning at 95 southbound prior to the Beltway, and now in delays as you come out of Laurel. So if you're planning ahead, if you're not stuck in the backups, Baltimore-Washington Parkway still looks good, but that will take some of the bailout traffic. Route 1 an option, 29 an option as well. 270, no major drama as you come southbound. It's the volume forming through Urbana and Hyattstown as expected there. 395, I'm a little bit worried here on the southbound direction. I know it's the opposite flow of the commute, but the crash, it's an overturn. Box truck southbound 395 right as you come off the 14th Street Bridge. Two lanes get by. This will definitely impact, and I'm already seeing delays. Yep, it's coming off the 14th Street Bridge now. So if you take the freeway and coming off of the 11th Street Bridge into Virginia, expect delays to be with us this morning there so they can get that box truck out of the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, windy at times with a mix of clouds and sun. Some flurries, a high of 43 degrees. Some flurries, holy cow. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 26. Then tomorrow, overcast, a high of 38. Currently in the nation's capital, 36 degrees at 6:17 on WMAL.
This is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, fashion accessories, and more. Find your sparkle at the International Gem and Jewelry Show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
All right, we're talking about Rod Rosenstein's testimony before the House Judiciary Committee yesterday, and I want to go right now to Congressman Trey Gowdy's remarks yesterday. He pointed out something very important about the idea of why we even have the special counsel in the United States. What's the point of a special counsel? It's to make sure that we're free of conflict of interest. Listen to this.
What in the hell is going on with the Department of Justice and the FBI? The reason we have special counsel, this is a very important point, and you know it. The reason we have special counsel is because of a conflict of interest. The regulation itself specifically makes reference to a conflict of interest. And we don't like conflicts of interest because it undercuts people's confidence in both the process and the result. So let's be really clear why we have special counsel. There was either a real or perceived conflict of interest that we were fearful would either impact the result or people's confidence in the process. That's why we have something called special counsel, and that's why we have special counsel in this fact pattern. And then lo and behold, those who are supposed to make sure there are no conflicts of interest seem to have a few of their own.
Seem to have a few of their own. This is when Congressman Gowdy gets into listing them off. Listen to this.
And the senior prosecutor for this conflict of interest-free special counsel sent a fawning, obsequious email to a fact witness. And then we have prosecutors assigned to conduct this investigation who donated almost exclusively to one candidate over another, and then we have a prosecutor assigned to this conflict of interest-free team that attended what was supposed to be, what he'd hoped to be, a victory party for Secretary Clinton. And we have a senior DOJ official, Mr. Deputy Attorney General, with an office that used to be two doors down from yours, meeting with Fusion GPS, and Fusion GPS, of course, was paying for Russian dirt on the very person that they're supposed to be objectively investigating. And then that same senior DOJ official's wife, the one that met with Fusion GPS, his wife was on the payroll of Fusion GPS.
How important is this point? I mean, the idea, this, I heard this week, this idea, not only what we found out last week, this FBI, this Justice Department official is working with Fusion GPS and coordinating with them. Then we find out his wife worked for Fusion GPS, which means Hillary Clinton money, paying Fusion GPS, paying Justice Department official's wife. Their bank account populated by Hillary Clinton dollars. This feels seismic.
Let's thread it all the way. And then what happens? Then we have this dossier. So Agent Steele, this former MI6 agent, was paid expenses by the FBI for this dossier, which is then briefed by Comey as director to the new president, and Comey leaks that briefing to his buddies in the press to do what? He's admitted it in front of Congress to trigger the creation of the special counsel, his buddy Mueller. If you read this in a Tom Clancy novel, you would say this is just too outré and made up. This is America today. It is like a banana republic.
Here's more from Congressman Gowdy.
And then we have a senior agent assigned to investigate Secretary Clinton's email, help draft the exoneration letter. Well, we changed the language from grossly negligent to extremely careless.
This is Peter Strzok he's talking
interviewed
about.
Secretary Clinton in an interview I've never seen, and I doubt you have either in your career as a prosecutor. Interviewed Michael Flynn, was actively involved in the investigation into the Trump campaign before the inspector general found his text. So this agent, in the middle of almost everything related to Secretary Clinton and President Trump, sent pro-Clinton texts, anti-Trump texts to his paramour in response to being told maybe he is where he is to protect the country from that menace, Donald Trump. He said, I can protect our country at many levels. And then he said Hillary Clinton should win 100 million to nothing. Now, think about that, Mr. Deputy Attorney General. That's a pretty overwhelming victory.
This guy's like evil Forrest Gump.
100 million to
He's
zero.
Everywhere.
And when I read that last night, what I thought was this conflict of interest free senior agent of the FBI can't think of a single solitary American who would vote for Donald Trump. That's where the zero comes in. Not a single solitary American he can imagine would vote for Donald Trump.
This is
the conflict of interest free special agent assigned.
Boy, is he a hell of a prosecutor. I mean, just listen to the case he laid out. Is this conflict of interest free? Is this a situation where the special counsel exists for the purpose it's supposed to be free of conflicts? More on this in a moment. 622 on WML.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist. But getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous. And they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean.
Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Hi, it's Mary Walter.
And Vince Colonnaise, and we want to see you at WMAL's all-inclusive New Year's Eve gala at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner.
You know, it's already December, which means New Year's Eve is going to be here before we know it.
Book your party package now before they sell out.
You'll get hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more.
Purchase your party package at WMAL.com/New Year.
Space is limited. Book your package today.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Vince, we have extensive delays. Maryland commuters, Interstate 95, due to the multi-car crash southbound prior to the Beltway. So listen up if you're... Ooh, they're making a change right now. Southbound 95 right at the exit for Cherry Hill Road. It was only two left lanes getting by, but they're picking up the cones, and it looks like all four lanes here, right, at the exit. Yep, four lanes are open, so this is better news. It's been going on for a little over an hour, but that's why we have this major tie-up here coming out of Laurel to get down toward Cherry Hill Road. The activity now confined to the right shoulder, partially crowding the right lane, but they're working on that. So options for you. Have that big delay southbound or over to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. 95, again, open as you approach the Capitol Beltway. It literally just happened. Let's go Virginia. 395 southbound. Watch for delays now coming off of the 14th Street Bridge. We have a box truck on its side. However, heavy-duty wrecker is at the scene. So this is good news for you coming out of the district off of the freeway. You will have delays quickly forming, as I'm seeing, but the positive news is they're trying to get that truck back on its wheels. Now, the update is now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Below average temperatures continuing. We're up up a few degrees from yesterday, 43 with a gusty wind around and partly to mostly cloudy. Snow flurries, possible, especially west and north. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 36 degrees, 627 on WMAL. Sebastian Gorka's here with us, and we were just talking about the idea of why a special counsel is created, and you had a thought on that.
Yeah, first things first, a crime has to be committed. What's the crime here? Lying to the vice president about your phone call with the Russian ambassador? Not a crime. Secondly, this issue is a problem. Special counsels in general, what have we seen over time? They don't actually deal with the issue they're created to investigate and end up finding some other unrelated thing like wire fraud with Paul Manafort. This is not a good tool.
Rod Rosenstein offering terrible answers yesterday on how expansive this is. Congressman Jim Jordan thinks it needs to be gotten rid of entirely. Listen.
This is unbelievable. And I'm here to tell you, Mr. Rosenstein, I think trust in this whole thing is gone. So it seems to me you got two things you can do. You're the guy in charge. You're the guy who picked Mueller. You're the guy who wrote the memo saying why he needed to fire Comey. You're the guy in charge. You could disband the Mueller special prosecutor, and you can do what we've all called for. Appoint a second special counsel to look into this, to look into Peter Strzok, Bruce Ohr, everything else we've learned in the last several weeks.
That congressman joins us at 7:05. That's ahead, 6:28 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
If your family loves the great outdoors every season, there's only one place to go this season, Cabela's Christmas Sale. Shop for great deals on their favorite outdoor brands, like $70 off Vortex Crossfire 2 3x9x50 VPEX rifle scopes. Save 40% on Cabela's casual apparel and get up to 40% off Cabela's meat slicers. Plus, don't miss Saturday 8 a.m. doorbusters. Find great deals for everything on their list. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
The Del Walmsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
This week, and the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
All right, coming up, a roundup of more sexual harassment news in the media, rocking several people. And then Anderson Cooper had the weirdest tweet of the entire Roy Moore, Doug Jones race. We'll tell you about it and what his weird excuse is. 6:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station,
where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. House and Senate Republicans say they have a deal on tax cuts. President Trump and GOP leaders have billed the package as a huge benefit for the middle class. The deal also calls for scrapping a major tax requirement of Obamacare. Republican Roy Moore continues to fight on after Tuesday's special election that he lost to Democrat Doug Jones. Moore has refused to concede and put out a video to his supporters last night.
This particular race was watched not only by the people of this state, but by the entire nation and many around the world. Why? Because I believe the heart and soul of our country is at stake. Like most Americans, I'm concerned about the future of our country, both financially and morally.
Jones, meanwhile, is calling for healing after the election. Virginia State Delegate Tim Hugo is hanging on to a slim lead after the first day of a recount in the 40th District House race. After election night last month, Hugo had a 106-vote lead. After day one of the recount, his lead has been trimmed to 102 votes over Democrat Dante Tanner. A man and a woman are dead in what Montgomery County police say may have been a murder-suicide last night in Silver Spring. The victim's bodies found in an apartment on Fenwick Lane. A Kentucky state lawmaker facing sexual assault allegations Williams has died of an apparent suicide.
Officials in Kentucky say 57-year-old Republican State Representative Dan Johnson died last night from a single gunshot wound at the end of a bridge in a secluded area of Mount Washington. About 24 hours earlier, Johnson vigorously denied sexual assault allegations made against him, assigning some blame for them to the political climate.
And just use that for political stones and political rocks.
I'm Scott Carr.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 24,585. The NASDAQ at 68.76. Sports sponsored by Fios by Verizon. John Wall returns and scores 13 points as the Wizards beat the Grizzlies. The Caps had the night off. They take on the Bruins in Boston tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Get more, get merrier. Get Fios with download speeds up to 940 megs, TV and phone for just $79.99 a month online plus taxes and fees. Now guaranteed for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Go to getfios.com.
Attention homeowners, Thompson Creek Windows will make your home more comfortable this winter and at the same time help you save on heating bills. This is Mary Walter and you need to call Thompson Creek Window Company now for your last chance to take advantage of 2017 pricing. Get $200 off every window with zero interest financing until July 2019. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Thompson Creek Window Company has over 37 years experience manufacturing superior windows in their local factory with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Thompson Creek eliminates the middleman markup. They design, build, and install windows made specifically for our climate and specifically for your home, giving you the best possible value and peace of mind. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK or go to thompsoncreek.com. Get $200 off every window and no interest financing until July 2019. A couple of years ago, my husband, in an effort to find something that I would really appreciate gift-wise, sent me Pajamagram. All right, he had heard about it, and he said, you know, I'm going to try to send her a pajama. Maybe she'll really love this, because my husband, I love him dearly, hasn't always hit the nail on the head with gifts. This I absolutely loved. This is in the gift-giving Hall of Fame as far as my husband is concerned, because I absolutely love my pajamas. They're like cashmere. They're like a warm hug. So I can tell you guys, this is a home run. I speak from experience. They are more than a gift. They're a feeling. You know what they say to me? They say, honey, sit back, relax, enjoy a little. And they're from him. It's like a love package from my husband. They're perfect, guys. Plus, you don't even have to wrap them, because every pajama includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Just go to pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them Mary Walter sent you.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, very busy. Commuters, whew, settle down here. We have a lot going on. First, let's begin Interstate 95, where for over the past hour, crews have been dealing with a multi-car crash southbound 95 prior to the Beltway. Now, just a few moments ago, they do have about 10 minutes ago, everything to the shoulder, but the delays are extensive, and it'll take quite a while to flush these out of Laurel, jammed down through to the Beltway, through Calverton, to get by what's left of the crash on the shoulder. This means a lot of bailout traffic over to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Commuters also going over to 29. Don't do it. 29. Now, I have a crash in Four Corners. Southbound 29 after you pass the Trader Joe's. That's where we have accident activity. Do watch. A lot of fire and rescue units were responding there, so I'll keep a close watch on that for you. 270 coming southbound through Urbana and Hyattstown. Heavy. Again, Germantown to Gaithersburg. Other problem here, trying to get exactly what we predicted here, off of the freeway and into Virginia. The crash as you come off of the 14th Street Bridge on southbound 395 has the overturned box truck blocking the two left lanes, but the tow truck is there. But again, be prepared. Coming off the 11th Street Bridge, off of 295, that's sure to back up to join these delays heading into Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're settling in for about 43. Clouds mixing in with sunshine. A few flurries, especially west and north, on a west-northwesterly breeze. A little colder tonight, 26. Suburbs colder. Overcast tomorrow, 38. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Vienna, 36 in Hyattsville, 38 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning, 637 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Speaking of Washington, all of it is coming to talk this morning. Congressman Jim Jordan joining us at 705 this morning to talk about why he thinks the current special counsel, Robert Mueller, that investigation just needs to get folded, and another one needs to be launched to look into that. He'll tell us about it. 7:15, FCC Commissioner Mike O'Reilly joins us ahead of his vote today to overturn the Obama administration's net neutrality rules. One of the hottest talked about events online right now. He'll break down why he's doing that. 7:35, Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch will join us in studio. He's been leading the charge in a whole bunch of investigations into the United States government. 8:05, Steve Moore, Heritage Foundation economist, been central to the tax debate. He'll tell us about what the current status of that conference committee packages and whether or not it's going to actually get a signature from the President of the United States. And at 8:35, Andrew McCarthy will join us all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnais. In today for the vacationing Mary Walter, Sebastian Gorka. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Vince.
Nice to have you. So, I've been watching, and so has everybody else, this as man after man after man after man is accused of sexual harassment or sexual assault. A lot of careers have been ended. A lot of resignations have been tendered. A lot of show distributions have concluded. And there's new news today, this morning, about yet again more very prominent people getting accused of this. At some point, I figured, well, this will get to like B-list celebrities, right, or C-list. No, it keeps on being like all of the people we know and encounter in media, in politics, in just all over the place, Hollywood. Tavis Smiley, the latest, basically one of the biggest names at PBS, accused of sexual misconduct, and PBS now has indefinitely suspended his show's distribution. There's allegations against him of sexual misconduct that came out yesterday. PBS announced that it has suspended its distribution. Quote, effective today, PBS has indefinitely suspended distribution of Tavis Smiley, produced by TS Media, an independent production company. This is the company made the decision, this report says, after an investigation into Smiley's behavior, quote, uncovered multiple credible allegations of conduct that is inconsistent with the values and standards of PBS. He allegedly had sexual relationships with multiple staff members, some of which reportedly felt that their relationship with the host was connected to their employment status. The old power-based relationship happening yet again here. PBS, by the way, This is the second time a prominent host has been felled by this. Charlie Rose's show,
right,
also produced by Charlie Rose, but then distributed by PBS. Next, done. Both of these men, I don't know. PBS. It's amazing, actually. Like PBS, that PBS is ranking up there among like the top networks to face this stuff. Who's next? Big Bird. I mean, what's going to happen to PBS? Mike agrees. Mike's curious about that Big Bird. He wants to know.
Vince, can we just call this the age of the boomerang? First things first. Every man, every woman has the right to presumption of innocence. But let's look at the political media elite landscape for the last year. We have boomerang after boomerang. First, it's the Russia a collusion delusion, which actually ends up what? It's not the president that's going to go down. It's Hillary for Uranium One, Fusion GPS. So the boomerang that was launched against a duly elected president has come back to strike the left. And then we have this a whole slew of stories, which begins with what? The Billy Bush tape, yes? I mean, the boomerang was launched. I love Chris Plant's Red October analogy. You know, the Captain Tupolev at the end of that great movie, Red October, launches the torpedo to take down Captain Ramius, Sean Connery, the only Soviet commander with a Scottish accent. And what happens what happens to that torpedo? It comes back. You've killed us, you fool. Well, you know, this is what's happening now with all these sexual abuse cases. The left is crumbling. Hollywood is PBS, of all, as you said, of all the places, it would be the last one you would suspect. But no, PBS is the next House of Cards.
Right. And meanwhile, as the mast burns on the Democratic boat, they keep trying to throw the flaming embers into the Republican boat, you know, trying to set that on
and
fire.
And the wind blows it back.
Yeah.
Right?
So you keep seeing this, and, you know, and he's not alone. Tavis Smiley, not alone. Russell Simmons of Def Jam, he's a co-founder of Def Jam. He's now been accused of rape by four women in bombshell stories that were published Wednesday. These are the latest new allegations in that in the entertainment world. The 60-year-old is vehemently denying those allegations in statements to Fox News, but they were first reported by the New York Times and the LA Times. The alleged incidents took place between 1988 and 2014. Christina Moore, who was 26 in 2014, told the New York Times that Simmons brought her and a friend to his Miami hotel room on the pretext of giving them directions to a bar. Simmons apparently allegedly started a bath, pushed her up against a column in the room, and she said she felt assaulted when he put his hands on her body. She added she and her friend quickly left. So there's that. There's so much more. One other I'll quickly tell you about. Salma Hayek revealing in the New York Times yesterday that Harvey Weinstein forced her to put a nude scene into her movie, Frida, because he's a lecherous pig. That was the allegation. 6:43 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In today's real estate market, every dollar counts, which is why you should never pay a high real estate commission. As a matter of fact, we save our average client over $30,000. What could you do with an extra $30,000? Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
Jumpstart your cyber career with a degree from a respected public state university designated by the NSA and DHS as a center of academic excellence in information assurance education. Study cybersecurity, cyber technology, cyber policy, or digital forensics. Graduate classes start January 3rd. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
I'm David Platt, teaching pastor at McLean Bible Church, and I want to invite you to join us at McLean Bible Church. We are hosting Christmas Village. It's an opportunity to come together and experience just a lot of fun, and in the process, we'll be a reminder of the reality that's at the core of what we celebrate at Christmas.
The Christmas Village, every day this week from 6 to 9 p.m., and on Saturday from 1 to 7 p.m. at McLean Bible Church's Tysons Campus. For more information, head to mcleanbible.org/Christmas Village.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, crews dealing with the box truck incident. So if you're coming out of the district and heading into Virginia toward the 14th Street Bridge and into Arlington, boy, we have big delays here. So the story is southbound 395, right as you come off the 14th Street Bridge, two right lanes get by. Now, what just happened just a few moments ago. The tow truck's been on the scene for a while. It finally has the box truck back on its wheels. So some progression is being made here, but major delays off of the freeway. You're just at a crawl coming off the 11th Street Bridge. Watch for 295. That's going to be backing up quickly, too, unless we get those lanes reopened here momentarily. So southbound 395 off the 14th Street Bridge, delays out of the district. Now, Route 7 commuters eastbound after you pass 193 up ahead. Crash reported eastbound 7 before Barron Cameron. Maryland, if you didn't hear early this morning, had a major crash. Southbound Interstate 95 before the Beltway. Now, that's been cleared to the shoulder, but far from clearing these delays that begin now before you get to 198 in Laurel. 29 southbound, not working so well, coming out of White Oak toward Four Corners with an incident reported before University Boulevard. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Yesterday's high 37, 3 minutes before midnight. Now temperatures come back a bit on a west-northwesterly breeze today. Mostly to partly cloudy and 43 degrees. Maybe a snow flurry, especially west and north. I'm meteorologist Ray Stager from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 36 degrees, 647 on WMAL. By the way, Congressman, House Speaker, rather, Paul Ryan announced yesterday Congress no longer going to use taxpayer money to settle sexual harassment claims against lawmakers. They're moving towards that.
Which they should never have done.
Some good news there. Also, listen to this. Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur, a Democrat of Ohio, was in a meeting yesterday, a private Democratic caucus meeting, and she said the following as they were talking about sexual harassment issues. Quote, I saw a member yesterday with her cleavage so deep it was down to the floor. And what I've seen, it's really an invitation, she said. Maybe I'll get booed for saying this, but many companies and the military have a dress code. I have been appalled at some of the dress of members and staff. Men have to wear ties and suits.
Except Jim Jordan.
Except for Jim Jordan. Yet another question to ask Jim Jordan when he joins us at 7:05. Why he doesn't wear a jacket ever. But this is not good. If you're Marcy Kaptur and you're a Democrat, suggesting that women should be dressing a different way is the most offensive thing you could possibly ever do.
Well, look, I think there's the question of dressing in a way appropriate to a professional environment. But saying you're inviting men to do what people have been accused of doing, no, sorry, Congresswoman, wrong.
Well, she had to rush out after after her comments leaked when everyone's mouth was agape. This is how to get a room of Democrats to shut up, is to say something like that. everyone's mouth was agape, and then, of course, they instantly leaked the news of this. She's issued a statement to Political late yesterday, that said she never meant to suggest that women are to blame for harassment they experience.
Then what was she trying to say? Do we have an alternative version of events here? No. Was she criticizing her fellow female workers on Congress or not?
She said that when I was first elected to Congress, my office and I became a refuge for female staffers who have been mistreated by their bosses, some of them in tears many days. So she's saying she always helped the victims. She needs to be credited for that, and she shouldn't be blamed. She's not victim blaming anybody, she says, although does kind of sound like she was.
As another colleague of yours often says, if the left didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have any at all.
6:49 on WMAL.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
If you missed the boat on the hot real estate market, I hear you, but don't worry, because my friends over at Renter's Warehouse make renting your home easy, fast, and worry-free. And get this, it could make you more money in the long run. It's Larry O'Connor to explain that Renter's Warehouse is the master of rent-a-state. Their pros will market your property, find great tenants, collect the rent, and handle any maintenance coordination 24/7. They'll even warranty your tenant for free. Also, you can rest easy and get the value your home is really, really worth. With property management at just $99 a month, you can be sure you're in good hands with Renter's Warehouse, especially in a slowing market. Visit renterswarehouse.com today and sign up for a free home rental price analysis to find out how much your home will rent for. Or call a rent-a-state advisor today at 202-897-2822. That's renterswarehouse.com or call 202-897-2822.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520. Or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
6:53 now. It's time to check in on how your money is doing at the CNBC News Desk with Jessica Ettinger. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hi, Vince. The Dow and S&P 500 both coming off record highs again. Futures are higher this morning, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. The opposite is happening globally. Markets are all lower in Europe and Asia. Crude oil is ticking lower this morning. Delta is buying 100 new jets from Airbus, snubbing American plane maker Boeing. And Disney is buying 21st Century Fox's entertainment assets. Both deals should be official today. You are already paying higher interest on home, car, and student loans this morning. Banks moved fast after the Federal Reserve raised rates yesterday. Credit card balances will also cost you more if you carry them. It was the third rate increase this year. Walmart will offer its 1.4 million employees a free app that helps people manage their money and save. It also allows workers to be paid early up to 8 times a year. Disney's new Star Wars movie, The Last Jedi, opens tonight. $31 a ticket in New York City. A reserve seat at the AMC Lowe's Georgetown, $13. Just hardly any seats left. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and this is my main man, Tom, and my other main man, Tom.
Neither rain nor sleet nor gloom of night will keep us from hauling away your junk.
How about a flood?
Not even that.
Tornado?
Nope.
Blizzard?
Nope. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough.
Hey, wasn't that a hit song in 1967?
Brian, I wasn't even born in 1967.
So what are you guys trying to say?
When you've got junk that needs to disappear, all you have to do is point. Don't worry about how or if we can get there. We can. And we will.
I love working with these guys.
We're determined
and highly trained
and incredibly well equipped.
And we even have a good attitude.
Well, I know I certainly do. I'm not so sure about you, Tom.
Hey, guys, we need to wrap this up.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So people never have to take off work to meet us. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's go to Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, no. Okay, here we go. Maryland. Now, the latest problem is going to be on the Beltway. So if you leave Silver Spring or say from 270 and over to College Park, this is you. This is inner loop of the Beltway before you get to the exit for I-95. And I'm watching the fire trucks just responding or getting to the scene here. In addition to police cars, it looks like it's going to be squeezing one lane to the right, possibly two if you use the shoulder there. But we don't want to use the shoulder unless they give you the all clear. So, again, on the Beltway Inner Loop at College Park, as you approach New Hampshire Avenue and 95, stay to the far right to get by this crash. Now, getting down to the Beltway, that has been quite the mess this morning. Interstate 95 delays as you come south out of Laurel, back almost near 216, it looks like, and down to the Beltway. Had the multi-car crash earlier this morning. Everything's been cleared to the shoulder, but with those big delays, it'll take a while to clear out. Watch for the bailout traffic heavy on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Had bailout traffic on 29 and now a crash, 29 in Silver Spring before you get to Four Corners. Boy, a mess there. Another area we've been talking about, too, for quite a while, the overturned box truck. Major delays coming out of D.C. and into Virginia. Once you cross the 14th Street Bridge, still stay to the far right to get by. The box truck back on its wheels, but it still blocks two left lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Below average temperatures continuing. We're up a few degrees from yesterday, 43 with a gusty wind around and partly to mostly cloudy. Snow flurries, possible, especially west and north. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently, Reagan National, 36 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Metro 29 Diner.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
Okay, so, you know, we had the Roy Moore-Doug Jones election this week. Doug Jones, of course, winning in Alabama. I mean, that's obviously a major news story. A very minor sidebar to all of this is that apparently Anderson Cooper's Twitter account started attacking the President of the United States. And one was like, oh, it's just a CNN host attacking the President of the United States. Per usual. But nay, Anderson Cooper denying that he was the person who was sending the tweets. Huh. Okay, so here's the tweet in question. The president tweeting the other day, the reason I originally endorsed Luther Strange and his numbers went up mightily is that I said Roy Moore will not be able to win the general election. I was right. Roy worked hard, but the deck was stacked against him, Trump tweeted. And that's when Anderson Cooper's Twitter account came to life and said this. Oh, really? You endorsed him, you tool, pathetic loser. You pathetic loser. So after that tweet happened the next morning, later in the morning, CNN's PR shop tweets out, this morning someone gained access to the handle Anderson Cooper and replied to POTUS. We're working with Twitter to secure the account. What? So somebody gained access to Anderson Cooper's account just to tweet one insult at the President of the United States?
I think our colleague Heather had the best response here. I think this is going to be the standard reply to all the drunken tweets people give in the future. My phone, I've used geolocation software and somebody took my phone in the gym and then used my Twitter account.
So, you know, you've got Anderson then gets on back on his Twitter account and says, just woke up to find out someone gained access to my Twitter account. I have not sent a tweet in days or replied to any tweets. We are looking into how this happened. Okay. So then CNN releases the following statement. You just alluded to it. They use the phrase geolocation to explain it. Real quick. Geolocation tools confirmed that the tweet in question was not sent from Anderson Cooper's phone. Anderson was in Washington, and we have proof the tweet was sent from New York, from a phone belonging to his assistant. His assistant inadvertently left his phone unlocked and unattended at the gym, and someone took the phone and sent that tweet.
I have one thing to say.
Okay.
Fake news.
that's two things. This is
it's hashtag fake news. One word.
One okay. Concept. Oh, there you go. One hashtag. Pound fake news. Yeah. Okay, Anderson. Sure. Okay, Anderson's assistant. Sure. Yeah. Somebody picked up your unlocked iPhone. We'll buy that. Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall. Congressman Jim Jordan going to talk about that special counsel investigation and the fact that he thinks it needs to be gone and we need a new one entirely. And then FCC Commissioner Mike O'Reilly is joining us as well. Net neutrality on the chopping block today. We'll find out why with him. 7 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The House and Senate may vote within days on a compromise tax cut deal worked out by Republican negotiators.
The key points of the compromise bill as it now stands, reducing the top individual tax rate to 37% from 39.6% and lowering the corporate tax rate from 35% to 21%, a slight uptick from the 20% rate originally proposed that was favored by President Trump.
Correspondent Joe Johns, a Kentucky state lawmaker who was facing claims of sexual assault, has now died of an apparent suicide. On Monday, State Representative Dan Johnson had said the accusations against him were totally false.
This allegation concerning this lady, this young girl, absolutely has no merit. There is no anything that I've heard. As a matter of fact, some of this I heard yesterday for the first time as I read this story.
Johnson was not facing any charges in the case. A county coroner says Johnson died of a single gunshot wound. Montgomery County police are investigating an apparent murder-suicide in Silver Spring. A man and a woman were found dead in an apartment on Fenwick Lane last night. Police have not released the names of the victims. They do say it appears to be a family situation. After the first day of an election recount, Virginia State Delegate Tim Hugo is still ahead of his Democratic rival. Dante Tanner gained just 4 votes in the first day of the recount, cutting Hugo's margin of victory to 102. The recount in that 40th House district is one of 4 recounts that will ultimately determine which party controls the Virginia House. The FCC is preparing today to unravel so-called net neutrality rules.
FCC Chairman Ajit Pai believes net neutrality rules were put in place to address a problem that didn't exist and in the process hampered investment in broadband internet in rural areas. The FCC is expected to vote along party lines to do away with net neutrality. Democratic Commission member Jessica Rosenworcel is vehemently opposed to the reversal.
Our internet economy is the envy of the world. It's built on a foundation of openness. I think our current rules support that openness.
I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan plans to try again to make congressional redistricting a nonpartisan process.
Governor Hogan says he will submit legislation in the next session to create an independent commission to draw congressional and state legislative districts. Democrats passed a redistricting bill this year that would take effect if 5 other states in the region also agree to the changes. But Hogan vetoed the measure, saying it was a, quote, political ploy to block real reform. Last week, the Supreme Court added a dispute over Maryland's congressional map to its consideration of partisan gerrymandering. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Could there someday be a second Metro Rail station in Roslyn? The Metro Board is expected to apply today for a $2 million grant to pay for a study of what it would take to build a second station in Roslyn and a second rail tunnel for the Blue Line. The aim would be to help relieve congestion on the Orange and Silver Lines. The Washington